This tape was created to give you some simple and readily usable tools to help deal with the stresses of everyday life. The A-sides of this two-tape set contain a total of 22 proven 1 to 3 minute stress reduction techniques that can be used effectively throughout the day to interrupt the stress cycle and bring you back to a more balanced state of being. I'd like to say a few words about the use of these tapes. First, the tapes, including both the music and the techniques you will learn on them, should not be used while driving a car or operating machinery. Second, if any of the exercises are uncomfortable for you, do not do them. And third, the B-sides of the tapes contain original musical compositions designed to help you relax and release tension. You may find the music especially useful when stretching and unwinding. The exercises on the tapes are designed so that they can be used sequentially to induce progressively deeper states of relaxation and awareness. They may also be used individually, according to your personal needs and preferences at any particular time. As with anything else in life, you will get the most out of this experience by putting all of yourself into it. This means becoming fully involved in the exercises so that you can see for yourself the effects each one has for you. We hope that you will find these tapes beneficial and that you will take with you into your daily life at least 1 or 2 exercises that you will use on a regular basis to help reduce your stress. Before we begin, I'd like to ask you to think about the following question. How do you know if you're experiencing stress? We know what we're feeling by being aware of the sensations in our body. We usually experience stress as an uncomfortable sensation, a tension, tightness, tingling, heaviness, numbness, or some other unpleasant sensation. So our first exercise will be to check in with our body and see where we're holding stress. To make this exercise more real, I'd like to invite you to let yourself remember a recent time, including now if that's the case for you, when you were extremely stressed. And now, begin to look and feel in your body exactly what's going on. Start at the top of your head and gradually move your awareness down through every part of the body until you get to the tips of your toes. Take 2 to 3 minutes to do this. As your awareness moves through your body, notice the places where you hold the most stress and tension. What does it feel like? For now, don't try to get rid of it or change it in any way. Simply notice it. You can begin your check-in now. How do you feel after that experience? Did you see how the mind has an automatic and habitual aversion to uncomfortable sensations? Did you notice that simply by paying attention to the stress in the body, it began to diminish? This body sweep check-in was the first of our 22 stress reduction techniques. In a couple of minutes, we'll get started with the rest of the exercises, but before we do, I'd like to say a few words about stress. Have you ever had a day when nothing seemed to bother you? Not that everything was going perfectly, just that when things went wrong, they didn't seem to get to you the way they usually do. That tells us one very important thing about the nature of stress. It is not caused by the events in our lives, rather by our reactions to those events. Most of what happens to us we can't control, although we certainly try our best to do so, but we can always do something about our responses to the stressors in our daily lives. Imagine a tin can with an input tube coming in at the top and a spigot at the bottom. In a sense, human beings are like a container that can hold just about whatever we put into it, here represented by this can. Normally, stressors, both external and internal, are continually being pumped into our can, sometimes under great pressure, filling up the can. We do things in our lives that help relieve some of the stress, represented here by opening the spigot at the bottom of the can. Things like exercising, resting, sleeping, etc. By the way, some of the things we usually think of as relieving stress, like smoking, drinking coffee, drinking alcohol, etc., actually have the opposite effect in the long run. But oftentimes, we aren't able to empty out enough of the can, and at some point, the pressure in the can becomes so great that something has to give. In the beginning, it's usually our emotions. We blow up or break down. The stress symptoms get worse, and ironically, the worse they get, the more we tend to avoid them, until eventually the stress somaticizes. That is, it shows up in some form of physical symptoms. Unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately, this is the point at which we usually begin to pay some attention to it. Given that we can't do much about the stressors being pumped into our can at the top, the only control we have over the situation is to be able to release some of the stress periodically through the spigot at the bottom. This tape will teach you to become aware of the stress you hold in your body and give you a tool bag of highly effective techniques that will release some of the buildup of stress so that you can live a more peaceful, productive, and joyous life. The key to reversing the stress cycle is simple. Instead of avoiding the discomfort in the body, you need to learn to pay attention to it and embrace it. So now I'm going to lead you through a series of 21 more short stress reduction exercises, each one of which has the potential for changing your life. You can relax and enjoy this time to be with yourself. You don't have to have a life-changing experience with each exercise. My hope is simply that you find one or two techniques that feel good enough to you that you will take them with you and use them in your daily life. If any of the exercises end before you feel complete with them, simply pause your tape machine until you're done, and then continue with the next exercise. Now I'm going to invite you to take a minute or two to go back inside your body, to the place that you discovered a while ago where you were holding the most tension around that particularly stressful situation. And for the next few minutes, let yourself begin to explore this inner space. As much as is possible, adopt an open and curious, childlike attitude towards everything that comes into your awareness concerning this part of your body. Don't fight, run away from, or judge anything. Just take a minute or two to get to know this part of yourself that you usually avoid. To start this exploration, see if you can find exactly where in your body this uncomfortable sensation is located. How big is it? What shape is it? What color is it? What's the surface texture? What's it made of? Is it solid or hollow? Can you get a sense of what it's like on the inside? Can you feel what it's like on the inside? Can you see what's in there? Just look around in there for a minute and then come back out again. Now notice how you feel after being with this part of yourself that you usually avoid for just a couple of minutes. Sometime, you might want to see what it would be like to stay with this exploration for longer periods of time. I've divided the rest of the exercises into three general categories: body, breath, and mind, and we'll do the exercises in that order. With the body exercises, you will see that you can release stress directly through the muscles. So to begin with, sit in a comfortably erect posture. Slowly begin to bring your head forwards, allowing gravity to pull your chin down towards your chest. When your head has gone as far as is comfortable, let yourself relax into the stretch that is happening in the neck and shoulders. This head drop exercise teaches one how to embrace stress as it exists on the physical level. Continue to let go into the stretch for another minute, and then go on to the next exercise. Now slowly begin to rotate the head in a circular motion so that the right ear moves toward the right shoulder. Continue with this circular motion, bending the neck gently backwards, bringing the head back as far as is comfortable. Then circle the left ear over towards the left shoulder. And then bring the chin back down to the chest. Now reverse the direction of the head roll, bringing the left ear back to the left shoulder. Then bringing the head to the back, then around to the right, and end with the chin back on the chest. Bring the head slowly back up to an upright position. And notice how you feel. Now slowly raise the shoulders up towards the ears. When they're as high as they can go, release them. Let them go. Once again, raise the shoulders and let them go. And a third time, raise and let go. This is a quick and effective stress reliever, especially for people who work at desks all day long. For this next exercise, you can sit in a chair or on the floor, either with your legs crossed or, if you're especially limber, straight out in front of you. The goal of this exercise is to continue to explore ways in which you can release stress through gentle stretching, this time along the entire length of the spine. So begin by letting your head drop down to your chin again. But this time, keep going with a forward bending movement by letting your shoulders fold forward. And allow gravity to pull your entire spine down, one vertebra at a time, so that your chest comes down towards your thighs. Just let gravity pull your body down, bending forward, rolling forward. As with the head drop, when you've gone as far as you comfortably can, relax into the stretch for a minute or two, allowing gravity to pull your body further down. Just let go and embrace the stretch. Let go of the breath. Let go of the body. Just let go. And when you're done, just give your body permission to stretch itself in any way it wants to, in order to relieve whatever stress it is still holding. Your body knows where the stress is and what it needs to do in order to release it. All you have to do is get out of the way and let your body do whatever it needs to at the moment. Do this unwinding for a couple of minutes. How are you feeling now? If you would like to continue with this stretching and unwinding for an extended period of time, you can turn this tape over and use the music on the other side to assist you in this process of letting go of stress through the body. In any case, when you're done, take a couple of minutes to gently massage those parts of your body where you still feel some tension, finding whatever touch produces the greatest relaxation. And when you feel complete, you can go on to tape 2.